another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here in studio with producer Chad Ellis and my partner Bo Matthews. Bo, how
Tony?
Are you? Yeah, how's it going, my friend?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I am doing good. We have got a packed show for everyone today. We are going to talk to our friend Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, here in just a moment. We're also going to talk to our friends at Razorback Armory today and a person from Bo Matthews' past.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you heard me. A person from Bo Matthews' past who is
Did I miss something in the text?
News? Yes, you did. A sponsor of the radio station, business owner, and somebody who has interacted with you, I believe, on television in your long historic career of being a celebrity.
You're calling me old.
No, I'm calling you a celebrity and a person from your past who has a business that we're going to talk about, a couple businesses that we're going to talk about today. We're not going to talk about the business that he was on the air with you about years and years ago, because I don't know if that business exists anymore. But he said that you will remember him, no doubt, when we get him on the air.
And we text his name back and forth between the three of us.
No, we did not.
So it is a surprise.
Because I kept it from you.
Do I owe him money?
I'll give
Just
you
answer
a hint.
Me that.
I'll give you a hint right now. Flashing belly buttons.
Whoa. Hold on.
That do anything for you?
It does, but I can't think of who it is. I can't think of the name. I can't picture her face.
Flashing belly buttons. We'll talk about it a little bit more as we get closer to talking to our mystery guests later on in the show.
Wow.
But right now, that's going to be fun. And our mystery guest also is an avid camper and hiker and has a company that can assist you and your preparations if you're going to be in the great outdoors. So that's going to be a great discussion, a fun discussion that we're going to have with him later on. But right now, let's get Aaron on the line. And I wanted to jump into some more of the serious topics of the week to start the show. Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory joins us now. Aaron, how are you, my friend?
Good. How are you?
Great. Great to talk with you. Thanks for your time, as always. And Bo, you were mentioning off the air just before we started the show that there's a headline somewhere that said that we're being set up for civil war. And this is something that we've discussed on the air a lot on this show and other shows. And I've talked about how I am nervous about the election, about the reaction to the election on both sides. I feel like there's.
I think a lot of people are. You're not alone.
Yeah, there's going to be outrage on both sides of the aisle, and you know, and I am not looking forward to whatever fallout happens from that. What are your thoughts of that idea of that that we're being, I don't know that we're being set up for civil war. I think almost like we're driving ourselves to it. Maybe the media is definitely feeding the narrative, but I feel like we're sort of willingly being led down that path. What do you think?
I will say this, Tony, that I subscribe to Blaze TV, okay? And I really subscribe to it for the Phil Robertson Duck Dynasty Unashamed podcast. My wife and I, when we have dinner, we always play his podcast. That, you know, they're in a studio. It's kind of cool to listen to. There's always a funny story, and there's always a biblical, you know, lesson to be learned. And so that's why I subscribe to Blaze TV. Not that I need to qualify that. I've heard you a lot this week, as a matter of fact, on the Glover Show, and how you guys are all talking about it. Rachel, you, Dave, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blaze TV says the left is grooming us for an Eastern European style revolution this election, and they're not even trying to hide it anymore. I haven't watched what they're talking about, but I do have that same concern, because it's like, who in the world would be on a plane and half the plane passengers would be cheering for the pilot to crash and the other half trying to just land safely? Hmm. And I feel like that's where our country is. I miss, and I said this before, I miss the Americans of September 12th, 2001, where you could fly your flag proudly. We were all one family, one neighborhood, this whole country. And I just don't feel that.
Yeah.
It's just sad.
Aaron, what are your thoughts personally? And then, like, what are you hearing from the customers that come into Southern Armory about, like, are they making purchases or, you know, is Is the upcoming election driving any of the business that you see at Southern Armory and just in the gun industry in general?
So, you know, I'm sure there are those people that are coming in and getting those firearms prior to the election. We'll see that drive more in October. But overall, all the customers that are coming are basically like, Trump's got this for 2020, and I'm going to have to agree with them. I don't see Sleepy Joe winning it. I just can't see it. He's a poor candidate overall. That's just, you know, my opinion.
The debates will tell everything.
Yeah.
Say what?
The debates will tell everything. Yeah, I think he will not look good in the debates.
No. So Trump, I think, is pretty much got this for 2020. A couple things that are concerning me are, like, we got a letter from the post office the other day saying, hey, you should mail in your vote. And well, it's like unlikely. So they want my vote to count. And I just started kind of chuckling. So it's, you know, how can we have that brought my wife and I up to the next topic was, you know, how can we have a government entity like the U.S. Postal Service and their union endorsing Joe Biden and then telling you to vote by mail, you know? So just kind of shocking.
Great point.
And why can you go to Walmart and shop for all your provisions, stand next to people with no mask on, in Jeff County anyway, when polling booths are usually like in a big room, a gymnasium or something? There's plenty of room to just do the voting normally.
You're definitely social distanced when you're voting.
Of course.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And that to me is the most important thing anyway. I've always said, you know, masks, when you're close, when you have to be close, wear a mask. And when you can be social distanced. And those two things, along with, you know, keeping your hands clean, I think those have been proven to be the most effective ways to combat this virus. We don't need to close stores down. We don't need to close schools down. We don't need to shut businesses down. I think those are the common sense measures to be taken. I think that we need to just do that. I don't know that we need to be laws passed. I don't know that we need to be forced to do those things. But I think that if that's what people did, I think that, you know, we could have everything. We could have the economy going and businesses open and kids in school, which I think is what we need to have happening right now.
Right. I can't disagree with any of that. So
what is if the same pressure that we've seen throughout 2020 is still happening in Southern Armory and across the gun industry in general, what is the driving force behind the rush, if it's not the election?
Yeah, it's the civil unrest right now. A lot of people still coming in looking for those concealable firearms and ammunition and the AR platform firearms. And the good news is we've got all of the above. So that's what's driving it. Now we get into October, we get into the big gun control push out of the Democrats during the debates. That is going to spur even more sales and put pressure on individuals to go buy those things that could be banned. Those are your AR-15 magazines, your AK magazines, like your high capacity stuff. And we actually got some Trump 2020 and Make America Great AR mags in. They're 30 rounds, so that should be a good collector's piece if you're
nice
if you're
novelty
interested.
Item.
Yeah.
Right.
That's cool.
So have you seen Mossberg open up their inventory, Aaron? Because a buddy of mine owns a pawn shop. We've had him actually on the show before. Steve's Pawn out of House Springs, and I was down there yesterday, and he said that Mossberg's opened up their whole inventory. That you can order, you know, gun stores can order anything they want from Mossberg. Is that your same experience?
So yeah, we've actually seen Mossberg release some inventory, which is phenomenal, and that's just a good business on their part, is they're kind of cutting out the wholesaler and they're going direct to the dealer, especially the dealers that want to deal with them. And you get that with a few other companies too in the industry that are going to do this. I'd like to see some of the bigger names like Glock and Ruger do that as well. Smith & Wesson already does that. You can go right to them and buy stuff. But the problem is they don't have anything really to buy because everything's on purchase orders going out to wholesalers.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, what is it like there at Southern Armory? Have you been able to catch up on inventory as far as ammo and guns are concerned? What's it? How the shelves looking?
Yeah, so the gun aisle, the ammo aisle is definitely looking more full. We are working on getting like the 30-06, the 30-30, the 308, the hunting rounds for November, and we've been working on that for a while. It's just been a slow go. And then as far as firearms, we're finally starting to catch up. But again, if it's a Glock or something like that nature, it's selling before we even get it to the door. We got a shipment of Glocks in, and people were coming in asking about them. And literally within about a day and a half of us knowing that they were on a invoice getting shipped to us, they were sold out. So it's stuff like that you've got to come in and ask about, because you're not going to see it on the walls. And that's
right.
Pretty much everywhere, from what I understand, is they're just selling out so quick.
Yeah, that's the smart move. Walk in. Don't necessarily walk up and down the aisles and look and see what they have. Go and ask and say, you know, what do you have? What's coming in? What can I order? Because that's probably a better way to shop right now than trying to, you know, find something on a shelf.
And it's been that way for months, it seems.
Right.
Even with adding all these wholesalers and things like that, while we are starting to catch up on stuff, you know, the highly desirable stuff, your Glock 19s, for example, are selling out before they even hit the door. We're selling all of them.
Right. And before we have to let you go, what about the return of CCW classes, advanced pistol classes? Have you guys set up your timeline for that yet? Have an idea of when people might be able to sign up for those classes again?
Yep. So start expecting the ability to sign up in October. That's going to be the big push. And we're going to have classes October, November, and hopefully into December.
And all you first-time gun owners out there, we know there are hundreds, if not thousands, of you. Get out and get signed up for these classes at Southern Armory, and it's always a good idea. Any responsible, avid gun owner will tell you that training is so important. So go to Southern Armory and get signed up for those classes and get yourself some training, because that is just so, so important. And Aaron, for people who haven't been out there yet, how can they follow you? All the great stuff that you guys put on social media, learn more about the shop, all of that good stuff.
So stop and see us. We're located 1 mile east of 270 and 44 at 9901 Watson Road. And you can get on the socials at Southern Armory or Second Amendment News Podcast and kind of hear my take on news that's coming out. Like, we've got apparently a bunch of M1 carbines that are going to get imported, which would be a pretty cool piece of American history to hear. So we'll be talking about that. And then, of course, SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
And I definitely recommend checking out that podcast and checking out the Facebook page, the Southern Armory Facebook page, the videos that Aaron puts up there. It's just a great place to get information about cleaning guns and building guns and asking questions and getting answers and all that good stuff. So make sure you're checking out Southern Armory on the website and Southern Armory on Facebook. Aaron Tarlow, thank you so much for your time, sir. We will talk to you same time next week.
All right, same time next week.
Sounds good. All right, we have got to take a quick break, and when we get back, we will talk to our friend Jesse at Razorback Armory. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner Bo Matthews. In just a moment, we're going to talk to our friend Jesse from Razorback Armory, and then in the last segment of the show, we are going to talk to our mystery guest. I'm going to give you a couple more hints here, Bo.
Who is
also going to stick around and be a part of the podcast exclusive. Our mystery guest is an avid outdoorsman, camper, hiker. We're going to talk about that. He has a business that can help you prepare for your next trip out into the great outdoors. So we're looking forward to having that discussion. And of course, anytime we're talking about the great outdoors here on Second Amendment Radio, it's brought to you by...
What show are you on right now? Yeah, you ready for me?
Who's the sponsor? Yes.
It's always Razorback Armory. They're your full-service firearm shop that strives to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts. You want to see and meet people that are super passionate and can guide you down the right path. Go see Brad, Jesse, and Kenny. They are there. I don't know if they've added to their staff, but those three are the main players. Go to RazorbackArmory.com and tell them Bo sent you when you go in.
That's right. And let's get Jesse on the line now. Jesse from Razorback is joining us. And Jesse, in the next segment, I was telling Bo earlier that there is a the next segment is going to feature a guest that is a person from Bo's past that I gave him the hint, belly button lights. How about nightclub, Rams cheerleaders, models, and body enhancement, body lights, not enhancement. That's a bad word. That puts people's brain somewhere else.
Well, Jesse's in my life has intertwined over the years, we figured out. And is it somebody that we both know? Is it a local celebrity by any chance?
He's not a local celebrity, but he's a local business person.
Okay.
Yeah, I already know, Bo.
You do?
You do?
Yeah. I listen to the show a lot. He's giving you tons of hints.
I know the belly button LED lights. I know that, but I can't place who it is. Oh, man.
Did you have somebody on TV celebrating that stuff?
Or, I never wore.
Did you ever have anybody on?
On St. Louis Country, the TV show.
I think it was TV. I think he said TV when he was telling me that about his history with you. Could have been in the radio. Well, could have been in a radio studio.
I'm holding back from Googling belly button lights, but go ahead.
So, our guest in the next segment is going to be Gary Kelman. He owns the wholesale and mask store now. He also is he's also a partner with Andy Limbaugh on their Z-Bones headphones, which are incredible wireless headphones that actually you listen to the sounds through your through the bones in your cheeks rather than them being in your ears and your eardrums.
A buddy of mine's telling me about these things.
Yeah, so that's one great item to take with you if you're going to be outdoors, these wireless Z-Bone headphones, but also the various types of sanitizer, non-alcohol-based sanitizer, ways that you can, you know, stick a couple things in your backpack that are going to keep you clean. You know,
and this is the mystery guest?
This is the mystery guest. He started his illustrious career years ago by inventing this body jewelry, this light up body jewelry that would, you know, people would wear as they would go into the nightclubs back when there was a thing called nightclubs, kids. And and apparently he has been advertising with you in the past, Bo. So we're gonna talk to Gary. Well, go ahead.
We'll still try to connect the dots. Anyway, Jesse, welcome to the show.
Talk to Gary in the next segment. And we have Jesse from Razorback Armory on with us now. And Jesse, we're just talking about, you know, the continued push on the continued strain on the gun industry. I'm sure you guys are still seeing that out at Razorback. Taking a kind of a little impromptu poll here, trying to figure out what is the motivation driving most customers these days? What is driving most people, most of the customers that are coming into Razorback Armory? Is it the upcoming election? Is it the continued social unrest? Like, what is the main motivator behind the push on the industry right now?
Well, what we see kind of day in and day out, we're still seeing a lot of first-time gun buyers. Mm-hmm. So their take on it is basically kind of a little bit of everything on the unknown, you know, unknown politically, unknown, you know, with unrest. I think the corona aspect of it is pretty well done. It's going absolutely crazy. Every time I think something's not going to get weirder or more just outrageous, it does. We can't. We're constantly sourcing inventory from every possible avenue that we can, and getting ridiculous shipments. I mean, huge shipments, and we're sitting on probably 20, 30 boxes right now. Just got dropped off from FedEx, and half of those will go out almost the same day, and then we'll put stuff out on the shelf, and it goes out just as fast. It blows my mind every day that we start looking at all the background checks and everything that we're doing, you know, and having to file and go through. It's and the other part of it, obviously, the firearms and the accessories are one thing, but ammunition is the total lack of ammunition in the industry and how hard it is to get and how much the prices are going up. It's kind of alarming.
Do you guys
Go ahead, Bo. Oh no, I was, you know what I've actually done as a Second Amendment supporter and a gun owner, I've tried to pare down the different variations of ammo that I need. And I've been successful doing that. 9mm, 22, 12 gauge. That's about it. Maybe 380, I guess, but not much more than that. I mean, and there's a lot of guys that do the 223, 556 stuff. I've not ventured into that arena yet, but I think I'm okay at this point.
Well, hopefully.
There's no question there. Sorry.
I have a question.
Jesse's doing inventory. Yeah. That's what he's doing.
I have a question. Yeah. Jesse, with all this push, obviously it's got to be a great year as far as sales are concerned. It's not a great year for humanity in America in 2020. Wow. But as far as being in the gun industry, 2020 is a big year. And congratulations to everybody that's been able to benefit from that. But is there fear that once this push, whenever it ends, whether it's after the election, whether it's at the end of the year when there's a vaccine, whatever it is, when this finally dies down, is there a fear in the gun industry that there could be this big lapse, this big time of dry time almost, where everybody that's ever wanted a gun bought it in 2020and now there's nobody left to sell to? Is that a concern?
So we know this is coming. Anytime we see these major pushes like this, there's always, I call it, the wave hits the beach and dissipates and then it's gone.
Yeah.
So we know it's coming industry wide. We know it's coming. We've had some conversations with some of our major manufacturers about, because we're already talking, I mean, with our manufacturers, we're already talking about next year. This year is already everything we can produce, everything they can get out, everything that we can get on the shelf is pretty much already spoken for. So they're talking about next year. So yeah, when this, you know, however you want to look at it, calms down, normalizes, and kind of gets back to whatever the new normal is. People are going to be kind of not sour on it, but they're going to be full. They're going to have, you know, they've already bought their guns. Hopefully they'll keep shooting, you know, go to the range, train, have fun with them. You'll still buy ammunition, but we will not sell guns at this rate forever. That right. will stop. And I think you're going to see a lot of neat, new, innovative products coming out from companies. Like I saw SIG line up for next year through some different things. And they've got some really neat products coming out, and that's how you get people interested again and get them back to buy. And obviously when you come out with a new line or you come out with different variants and different models, but that's not going to be, you know, January 1, that's mm-hmm. going to be, you know, first quarter, second quarter, maybe third quarter next year. By the time they catch up with what they're doing now, get that R&D, get it into production and get everything going. So, I think anybody who's in the industry right now who is banking on this being the new normal and we're going to roll like this forever is really, really mistaken.
Right.
And anybody who's done this for a while, we've seen it. So it's, yeah, we're on a heck of an upswing, but we know that the downswing's coming, and you just prepare for it. You know, eventually, well, our hope is, you know, with me and Brad, that eventually we just have the store stocked again. You know, and we're not putting five items out to have all five items get picked up by the next four people walk in the door. We can actually keep stuff on the shelf.
No kidding.
We can, you know, start going back to a more of a normal, regular ordering cycle. And really what I'd like to see too is when that gets back to normal, I get to spend more time with each customer, where now I try to spend as much time as I can, but when there's three and four people waiting, you know, for the same thing, it's not as personal of an interaction as we'd like to do. Obviously we're trying to help everybody we can fill that need, but when we can get back to, you know, spend a little more time with everybody and, you know, answer more questions. The nice part will be being able to actually have someone come in and ask me for a gun and then be able to go order it. You know,
right now.
Like, I can't order anything. We take everything we can get. So you might want a certain gun, and I'm like, man, I'm go fish. I don't have it, man. I'll put you on a list. Fish. I'll try to get it for you. But other than that, man, I'm at a loss this way.
Is it still the three normal, you guys, Jess? Is it just the three you guys still, or did you add?
We We have another employee that comes in and helps us out from time to time.
Gotcha.
She does a lot of the backside of the housework, just trying to keeping us straight and keeping everything flowing for us. But yeah, for the most part, it's me, Kenny, and Brad. Yeah.
I wanted to quickly read a couple of stories. We only have a few minutes here left, but I wanted to get your guys' reaction to these two stories. It's one bad one that's going to make you mad, and then I'm going to save it with a good one that's going to make you feel good. So two stories that happened this past week that sort of tie into the whole gun industry and Second Amendment rights and that sort of stuff. Two high school football players in Miami, Ohio, were suspended for running onto the field with the thin blue line flag and the thin red line flag. That's already, you're already mad, right? These two football players wanted to run out, you know, as they come out of the dressing room and run through the sign that the cheerleaders are holding. And, you know, they always run out the American flag. And one player wanted to hold the police, the thin blue line flag, and another one wanted to hold the thin red line flag for the firefighters.
Firefighter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got suspended for doing that. You're already mad. They did it on 9/11.
Oh, come on.
And they got suspended for it.
What is wrong with this world? They
wanted to do that on 9/11. Apparently, they had made their intentions known, and their coach and I guess the administration said, no, run out with the American flag, but not the one about the first responders. They did it anyway and got suspended.
Wow.
So I support him for doing it.
Yeah.
So didn't you lose more first responders in 9/11 than actual like people?
I can't think of an event where we lost more first responders than 9/11.
Like
in
so it was
history.
It literally would make sense.
Yeah, on 9/11, it makes sense to run out with the police and firefighter flags, and these kids got suspended for that.
It's appropriate for any day that we're in.
Yes. Yeah, but it was on 9/11, which is like the exclamation point on the whole story.
Yeah.
Here's the second one, real quick. Criminals have to be more careful with all the security tech we have now, but you can't factor in something like this. Three teens in Florida were driving around at 2 in the morning last Sunday looking for cars to break into, and someone's Ring doorbell cam got them on video. The person who had the Ring doorbell cam that caught them on video was working at the time when he got an alert on his phone that showed that these kids were trying to break into his truck at his house. This guy just happened to be a police helicopter pilot who was on duty at the time. So this police helicopter pilot is on duty. He gets an alert on his phone that there's people trying to break into his home. He can see them on their Ring camera. So he goes up in the helicopter, uses the helicopter's night vision to track them down, and police on the ground caught them, pulled them over, and arrested them. And when they got them, they found a bunch of wallets and other stolen items inside the car. The car that they were driving itself were stolen, and they are now facing multiple charges. So that is pretty cool.
I got to sign up for helicopter license.
They tried to break into a house, and it was the house of a police helicopter pilot who was on duty at the time and was able to track them down. Jesse from Razorback, before we let you go, tell people about how they can find you guys in person if they want to make a purchase of a silencer or a gun or some ammunition. Get out there while hopefully they can show up at the same time that the truck shows up so they can buy it before it's gone. All that stuff, how they can find you online and in person.
Certainly. Razorback Armory, 12072 Manchester Road in De Pere, Missouri. We're half mile east of 270, right by the tennis shop. You got to say Bo sent you, so we know that he's getting the word out. social media, so Facebook, Instagram, anything, but definitely come in, come see us. We'll get you taken care of the best we can. It's kind of a crazy time, but we'll definitely do what we can to get you taken care of.
Great stuff, Jesse. Thank you so much for your time, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
Phone's ringing. That's how it goes. All right, we've got to take another quick break. We've got more Second Amendment Radio to go. We're going to talk to our buddy Gary Kelman We'll talk about his past with Bo Matthews, and we'll talk about his present with multiple companies and some events that he is working on that I think you're going to want to hear about, especially if you are an avid outdoorsman like Gary is. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors. We need to come up with a game where people try to guess Chad's bumper music, because...
I'm out.
You never know what you're going to get on Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors. You can go from Guns N' Roses to Frank Sinatra. Like, you just never know what you're going to get. It's another reason to make sure that you tune in each and every week. Thank you so much for listening to Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here in studio with producer Chad Ellis and my partner, Bo Matthews. In just a moment, we are going to talk to Gary Kelman. And Gary's going to stick around and be a part of the podcast exclusive, as I mentioned earlier in the show, because there's just so much to talk to Gary about. He's got he's part of an incredible event that we'll talk to you about in a minute called Shoot for the Troops. We'll give you all the details on that. He's also one of the owners of the Sanitizer and Mask Wholesale Store, which is one of the great sponsors of this radio station, a place that I have gotten to just fall in love with all these amazing products. And there's so much more in there. You know, you think like, oh, that's a coronavirus thing. There's so many products in this store that are just helpful and common sense with just regular life that we'll be able to tell you about. We're talking about the headphones. Bo and I were talking about the Z-Bone headphones earlier. So there's so much to talk to Gary about. So we'll get to him in just a second, and he's going to stick around for the podcast exclusive. Get our podcast just about anywhere you get podcasts, but I always recommend the radio.com app. It's basically one-stop shopping for the whole station. You can stream the station 24/7 live, and you can download the podcast of this and every other show on the station right there on the radio.com app. I mentioned a little bit earlier, still lots of fishing left in this year. We're seeing a little bit of a weather change out there, but we still got weeks and weeks of great fishing days. And if you're going to go fishing anytime soon, make sure you check out our friends at Bluff City Outdoors over there in Alton, about a mile away from Fast Eddie's. They have got you covered. If you just need to fill a few holes in the tackle box, or you haven't been fishing in a long time and you need to get all your gear set up, they've got you covered. BluffCityOutdoors.com. Let's go ahead and get Gary on the line now. Gary Kelman joins us. Gary, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. I had to wake up from the nap from the bumper music.
I'm telling you, man, you never know what you're going to get here on Second Amendment Radio when it comes to the bumper music.
And who was it anyway? Do we know?
Who was that, Chad?
Yes, that was Jonathan Nelson.
There you go,
Jonathan. Oh, of course I knew
Jonathan
that.
Jonathan Nelson.
President of his fan club.
Gary, you heard me mention, so we only, you know, we have a few minutes left here on the show. We have plenty of time to talk in the podcast exclusive. I want to talk about the Sanitizer and Mask Wholesale Store, but I think first and foremost, I want to talk about this event that you have coming up, Shoot for the Troops. Can you tell our listeners what that's all about? Because I think it's something that a lot of people will want to support.
Yeah, so it's one of the founders of the Chamberlain's, Joshua Chamberlain Society, where mm-hmm. our mission is to support permanently injured veterans and families of the fallen. So every year, for the last 12 years, we've had Shoot for the Troops, and it's been selling out every year. We have a few flights still available at 8 o'clock and 2 o'clock or 10 o'clock, sold out already. It's on October 3rd at the Black Hawk Valley Hunt Club in Old Monroe, Missouri. Great, great time to get to meet a lot of our veterans and some local athletes, sports athletes from the Cardinals and the Blues. They stop by to say hi to people and play a lot of country music, which hopefully, Bo, you got a lot of fans there too. Hopefully you can stop by.
Yeah, will do. Thank you.
And maybe remember this. Event. And maybe remember this time, because he was having a hard time placing the our mystery guest, which is, of course, is Gary, who has a little history with Bo with his former business of the light up jewelry.
Well, this goes back like 25 years, maybe. I mean, a long time. It's 2020,
yeah,
Gary.
Yeah, Bo's lived.
Yeah, the St. Louis Rams cheerleaders were wearing them, and then Bo invited me on his TV show, and we lit up the dance studio there.
Nice.
Yes, we did. See, and the LEDs just kind of blinded me, so I it was. That's why I was having a hard time trying to remember who Gary was.
That's hilarious.
Joshua Chamberlain Society is an A-class organization. Yes. I've supported them in the past, and so good job doing that, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, thank you. It is an unbelievable event. A lot of great stories. Meeting our heroes it makes the whole day. If you're having a bad day, come meet them. Yeah. Most of them are missing arms or other limbs, and a lot of stories. So. They would make you feel better after meeting them.
No kidding. I've had the opportunity to meet some of those guys that have that you have worked with in the past, and it is truly, truly inspiring and a sober reminder of what these guys go through to protect our country, and just a great event to and a great organization to support. Gary, what's the website if people do want to? I mean, they could be a part of the event, or they can just donate. Also, if you just want to make a donation, how can they do that?
Yeah, ChamberlainSociety.org. It's a 501c3. ChamberlainSociety.org. You can come show up if you don't want to shoot guns or join the festivities, hang out and meet everybody, or sign up to join. We have a few flights available still.
And we'll get into some of the details, more details, tell some stories about that event in the podcast exclusive, so make sure you're listening to that. Before we run out of time, though, on the air here, I wanted to talk about your new store, the sanitizer and mask wholesale store. I want to tell you a quick story, Gary. I came in today with the little sanitizer spray thing, you know? I don't even know what the title of this product is, but it's a little mister, essentially, and it sprays out a little mist of sanitizer, and you can kind of just go over your keyboard or your hands or in here the microphone. And I walked in here and I was doing it, and Chad sees it, and I was like, hey, check this out. And he puts out his hand and he goes, is that for me? And I was like, no, this is mine.
You can have a spritz, but that's it.
Tony Stanzi with the gifts now. Ever since COVID, I haven't got a new gift yet. Been busy and everything.
But isn't this thing cool?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't this thing super cool? And it's just one of, I mean, there's 100 different examples of cool little products like this that that have an everyday, not just a COVID, but an everyday purpose that you guys have out there at the wholesale and mask store. So tell us about that store and how people can go and check it out.
Yeah, so we have a lot of camo stuff, USA made stuff, supporters of whatever your political affiliation is. We got a lot of those masks. Actually, that little mister too. I'm putting scent away in it, and I'm fogging my hunting clothes. So we can talk about that later.
Oh, nice!
You can go to sanitizer. That's awesome. It really works.
That's a great idea.
Sanitizermask.store.
Yeah. Sanitizerandmask.store. Really, it's kind of a unique website. So remember, it's sanitizerandmask.store. But
masks,
super cool stuff.
Plural. I'm looking at it. Do you have the gun? Is that the one you've got?
Yeah, we got the fogging, misting gun.
I've got what I've got is kind of the grandson of that. I've got the little baby version of that gun. That gun is super cool, though.
It is.
So,
yeah, good job.
Gary, you mentioned the, you can get Trump masks, you can get Biden masks. I got to ask, which one is selling better?
Just remember, we're in St. Charles County. We're selling 50 Trump masks to one Biden mask every week. So I don't know if that's a national a poll that we could do, but we're trying to give away Biden masks right now.
Bo, should we make that our official, that's our Second Amendment Radio poll right there?
It has to be.
That Donald Trump is outpacing Joe Biden 50-1 in St. Charles County?
Fairview Heights. Our Fairview Heights store is the same. I was very, very surprised. I called up all my Democrat friends to come in to buy the Biden mask.
And that's exactly why I don't believe any polls, just like in 2016. But Tony, I got to tell you, I was up in Minnesota a couple of weeks ago, and the Trump parade that happened, the boat Trump parade, there were 4,000 boats on this Lake Minnetonka. And at the end of that whole parade, there was one little Biden boat. And I'm like, well, that's kind of sad, actually.
Oh, man, I'm going there next week, so that's good to know.
Yeah. Gary is a big outdoorsman and has sent me some pictures recently of some of the trips he's been on. And we'll have time to get into this a little bit more on the podcast exclusive. But where are some what got you into that? Why what introduced you to the great outdoors, and why would you recommend that to people as a great way to sort of get out and unplug, Gary?
I've been very fortunate to grow up on a farm, and my dad graduated Mizzou in the forestry degree.
Oh, cool.
So he's introduced everything you can imagine by learning what trees and what mushrooms to pick. I mean, it's almost mushroom season. October, we get some great mushrooms out of Missouri. And then everything you can imagine to hunt and how to cook it. So, been very fortunate. I'm trying to teach that to my son too right now.
Yeah. Do you have any favorites in the area, like camping grounds or places to go hiking? Is there, if people want to sort of introduce themselves to that lifestyle around here, are there any good places to go?
I guess the easy, safe way is just hop on the Katy Trail.
And
ride a bike in the fall. It's unbelievable. You can hit down there by the wineries, closer to Herman, Missouri. You just drive around there. It's beautiful.
That's awesome. You got a favorite part of the country to go to when you're going to go on like a serious hike?
I head to Colorado two or three times a year, so I love the mountains in Colorado.
That's awesome. Hey, Bo,
have you done a 14er?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Okay, I don't know what that is. What's a 14er?
You got to push yourself a little bit.
What's a 14er?
A mountain over 14,000 feet.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I challenge myself because I used to get the sickness, the high altitude sickness, but then I got into this breathing meditation method, and I don't get it anymore. Oxygenate your body before you do that, and I could hit that pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's very cool. It's a thing. It's a thing out in Colorado. It's like a club kind of thing, or milestone, because there's so many mountains that are over 14,000 feet. My wife and I are known for going hiking with a half a bottle of water, and we usually go 5 or 7 miles into the woods, and we're like, we are never prepared. Never.
Did you mean wine, or is it water?
Half a bottle of water, man. I ain't even thinking about romance. Come on.
True gentleman. No truer words have ever been spoken. I'm not even thinking about romance.
All right, I'm out of gas, baby.
We got to wrap this up, but we are going to continue this conversation. So much to talk to Gary Kelman about on the podcast exclusive today. So make sure you're checking that out. Of course, the show podcast goes out every Friday. Podcast exclusive goes out every Monday. So make sure you are downloading both of those. Right now, got a wrap. So for my producer, Chad Ellis, and my partner, Bo Matthews, I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. We need to come up with a game where people try to guess Chad's bumper music, because
I'm out.
You never know what you're going to get on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. You can go from Guns N' Roses to Frank Sinatra. Like, you just never know what you're going to get. It's another reason to make sure that you tune in each and every week. Thank you so much for listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here in studio with producer Chad Ellis and my partner, Bo Matthews. In just a moment, we are going to talk to Gary Kelman. And Gary's going to stick around and be a part of the podcast exclusive, as I mentioned earlier in the show, because there's just so much to talk to Gary about. He's part of an incredible event that we'll talk to you about in a minute called Shoot for the Troops. We'll give you all the details on that. He's also one of the owners of the Sanitizer and Mask Wholesale Store, which is one of the great sponsors of this radio station, a place that I have gotten to just fall in love with all these amazing products. And there's so much more in there. You know, you think like, oh, that's a coronavirus thing. There's so many products in this store that are just helpful and common sense with just regular life that we'll be able to tell you about. We're talking about the headphones. Bo and I were talking about the Z-Bone headphones earlier. So there's so much to talk to Gary about. So we'll get to him in just a second, and he's going to stick around for the podcast exclusive. Get our podcast just about anywhere you get podcasts, but I always recommend the radio.com app. It's basically one-stop shopping for the whole station. You can stream the station 24/7 live, and you can download the podcast of this and every other show on the station right there on the radio.com app. I mentioned a little bit earlier, still lots of fishing left in this year. We're seeing a little bit of a weather change out there, but we still got weeks and weeks of great fishing days. And if you're going to go fishing anytime soon, make sure you check out our friends at Bluff City Outdoors over there in Alton, about a mile away from Fast Eddie's. They have got you covered. If you just need to fill a few holes in the tackle box, or you haven't been fishing in a long time and you need to get all your gear set up, they've got you covered. BluffCityOutdoors.com. Let's go ahead and get Gary on the line now. Gary Kelman joins us. Gary, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. I had to wake up from the nap from the bumper music.
I'm telling you, man, you never know what you're going to get here on Second Amendment Radio when it comes to the bumper music.
And who was it anyway? Do we know?
Who was that, Chad?
Yes, that was Jonathan Nelson.
There you go,
Jonathan. Oh, of course I knew
Jonathan
that.
Jonathan Nelson.
President of his fan club.
Gary, you heard me mention, so we only, you know, we have a few minutes left here on the show. We have plenty of time to talk in the podcast exclusive. I want to talk about the sanitizer and mask wholesale store, but I think first and foremost, I want to talk about this event that you have coming up, Shoot for the Troops. Can you tell our listeners what that's all about? Because I think it's something that a lot of people will want to support.
Yeah, so it's one of the founders of the Chamberlain's, Joshua Chamberlain Society, where mm-hmm. our mission is to support permanently injured veterans and families of the fallen. So every year, for the last 12 years, we've had Shoot for the Troops, and it's been selling out every year. We have a few flights still available at 8 o'clock and 2 o'clock or 10 o'clock, sold out already. It's on October 3rd at the Black Hawk Valley Hunt Club in Old Monroe, Missouri. Great, great time. You get to meet a lot of our veterans and some local athletes, sports athletes from the Cardinals and the Blues. They stop by to say hi to people and play a lot of country music, which hopefully, Bo, you got a lot of fans there too. Hopefully you can stop by.
Yeah, will do. Thank you.
And maybe remember this. Event. And maybe remember this time, because he was having a hard time placing the our mystery guest, which is, of course, is Gary, who has a little history with Bo with his former business of the light up jewelry.
Well, this goes back like 25 years, maybe. I mean, a long time. It's 2020,
yeah.
Gary.
Yeah, Bo's lived.
Yeah, the St. Louis Rams cheerleaders were wearing them, and then Bo invited me on his TV show, and we lit up the dance studio there.
Nice.
Yes, we did. See, and the LEDs just kind of blinded me, so that's why I was having a hard time trying to remember who Gary was.
That's hilarious. No,
Joshua Chamberlain Society is an A-class organization. Yes. I've supported them in the past, and so good job doing that, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, thank you. It is an unbelievable event. A lot of great stories. Meeting our heroes, it makes the whole day. If you're having a bad day, come meet them. Most of them are, missing arms or other limbs, a lot of stories. So they would make you feel better after meeting them.
No kidding. I've had the opportunity to meet some of those guys that have that you have worked with in the past. And it is truly, truly inspiring and a sober reminder of what these guys go through to protect our country, and just a great event and a great organization to support. Gary, what's the website if people do want to, I mean, they could be a part of the event, or they can just donate also if you just want to make a donation. How can they do that?
Yeah, chamberlainsociety.org. It's a 501c3. ChamberlainSociety.org. You can come show up if you don't want to shoot guns or join the festivities, hang out and meet everybody, or sign up to join. We have a few flights available still.
And we'll get into some of the details. More details, tell some stories about that event in the podcast exclusive, so make sure you're listening to that. Before we run out of time, though, on the air here, I wanted to talk about your new store, the sanitizer and mask wholesale store. I want to tell you a quick story, Gary. I came in today with the little sanitizer spray thing, you know? I don't even know what the title of this product is, but it's a little mister, essentially, and it sprays out a little mist of sanitizer, and you can kind of just go over your keyboard or your hands or in here the microphone. And I walked in here and I was doing it, and Chad sees it, and I was like, hey, check this out. And he puts out his hand and he goes, "Is that for me?" And I was like, "No, this is mine."
You can have a spritz, but that's it.
Tony Stanzi with the gifts now. Ever since COVID, I haven't got a new gift yet. Been busy and everything.
But it's isn't crazy. It? But isn't this thing cool?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't this
it
thing is. Super cool? And it's just one of. I mean, there's 100 different examples of cool little products like this that that have an everyday. Not just a COVID, but an everyday purpose that you guys have out there at the wholesale and mask store. So tell us about that store and how people can go and check it out.
Yeah, so we have a lot of camo stuff, USA made stuff, supporters of whatever your political affiliation is. We got a lot of those masks. Actually, that little mister too. I'm putting scent away in it, and I'm fogging my hunting clothes. So we can talk about that later.
Oh, nice!
You can go to sanitizer. That's awesome. It really works.
That's a great idea.
Sanitizermask.store.
Yeah. Sanitizerandmask.store. Really, it's kind of a unique website. So remember, it's sanitizerandmask.store. But
masks,
cool stuff.
Plural. I'm looking at it. Do you have the gun? Is that the one you've got?
Yeah, we got the fogging, misting gun.
I've got what I've got is kind of the grandson of that. I've got the little baby version of that gun. That gun is super cool, though.
It is.
So,
yeah, good job.
Gary, you mentioned the, you can get Trump masks, you can get Biden masks. I got to ask, which one is selling better?
Now, just remember, we're in St. Charles County. We're selling 50 Trump masks to one Biden mask every week. So I don't know if that's a national a poll that we could do, but we're trying to give away Biden masks right now.
Bo, should we make that our official, that's our Second Amendment Radio poll right there?
It has to be.
That Donald Trump is outpacing Joe Biden 50-1 in St. Charles County?
Fairview Heights. Our Fairview Heights store is the same. I was very, very surprised. I called up all my Democrat friends to come in to buy the Biden mask.
And that's exactly why I don't believe any polls, just like in 2016. But Tony, I got to tell you, I was up in Minnesota a couple of weeks ago, and the Trump parade that happened, the boat Trump parade, there were 4,000 boats on this Lake Minnetonka. And at the end of that whole parade, there was one little Biden boat. And I'm like, well, that's kind of sad, actually.
Oh, man, I'm going there next week, so that's good to know.
Yeah. Gary is a big outdoorsman and has sent me some pictures recently of some of the trips he's been on. And we'll have time to get into this a little bit more in the podcast exclusive. But where are some what got you into that? What introduced you to the great outdoors, and why would you recommend that to people as a great way to sort of get out and unplug, Gary?
I've been very fortunate to grow up on a farm, and my dad graduated at Mizzou in the forestry degree.
Oh, cool.
So he's introduced everything you can imagine by learning what trees and what mushrooms to pick. I mean, it's almost mushroom season. October, we get some great mushrooms out of Missouri. And then everything you can imagine to hunt and how to cook it. So I've been very fortunate. I'm trying to teach that to my son too right now.
Yeah. Do you have any favorites in the area, like camping grounds or places to go hiking? Is there, if people want to sort of introduce themselves to that lifestyle around here, are there any good places to go?
I guess the easy, safe way is just hop on the Katy Trail and ride a bike. In the fall, it's unbelievable. You can hit down there by the wineries, closer to Herman, Missouri. You just drive around there. It's beautiful.
That's awesome. You got a favorite part of the country to go to when you're going to go on like a serious hike?
I head to Colorado two or three times a year, so I love the mountains in Colorado.
That's awesome. Hey, Bo.
Have you done a 14er?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Okay, I don't know what that is. What's a 14er?
You got to push yourself a little bit.
What's a 14er?
A mountain over 14,000 feet.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I challenge myself because I used to get the sickness, the high altitude sickness, but then I got into this breathing meditation method and I don't get it anymore. Oxygenate your body before you do that, and I could hit that pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's very cool. It's a thing. It's a thing out in Colorado. It's like a club kind of thing, or you know, milestone, because there's so many mountains that are over 14,000 feet. My wife and I are known for going hiking with a half a bottle of water, and we usually go 5 or 7 miles into the woods, and we're like, we are never prepared. Never.
Did you mean wine, or is that water?
Half a bottle of water, man. I ain't even thinking about romance. Come on.
What a, yeah, true gentleman. No truer words have ever been spoken. I'm not even thinking about romance.
All right, I'm out of gas, baby.
We got to wrap this up, but we are going to continue this conversation. So much to talk to Gary Kelman about on the podcast exclusive today. So make sure you're checking that out. Of course, the show podcast goes out every Friday. Podcast exclusive goes out every Monday. So make sure you are downloading both of those. Right now, got a wrap. So for my producer Chad Ellis and my partner Bo Matthews, I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.